Step 11. With your trip odometer reading 9.35 miles, keep left to remain on Route 202 North. You'll shortly be crossing over the Rockaway River on your left, where it joins the Boonton Reservoir on your right. As you cross the bridge, note the parallel pedestrian bridge to the right, the original Route 202 bridge. It's a lovely walk and gives a view of the reservoir from over the confluence of the Rockaway River and reservoir. If you like, access and parking are available at the first right after the bridge. After crossing over the bridge, you'll be entering Boonton. Boonton was originally called Boontown in 1761 in honor of the colonial governor, Thomas Boone. Boonton was originally formed on March 16, 1866, within portions of Hanover Township and Pequannock Township. The town was reincorporated and became fully independent on March 18, 1867. The development of Boonton began earlier, around 1829, as a result of the construction of the Morris Canal and the formation of the New Jersey Iron Company. The original location of the town is now largely under the Jersey City Reservoir, which you passed earlier. Step 12. At your trip odometer reading 10.2 miles, bear left towards the Deaf Child area, as noted on a sign, after the second traffic light on Plain Street. Driving up the steep rise of Main Street in Boonton, you're climbing out of the Piedmont, or the Newark Basin, and onto the first rise of the Highlands at the Ramapo Fault, which runs from Bear Mountain, New York, to Cushtunk Mountain in Clinton Township in Hunterdon County. Newark Basin, a sediment-filled rift valley, formed between 195 and 225 million years ago, includes the igneous basalt hills of the Watchung Mountains. The granite and gneiss, and that's gneiss spelled G-N-E-I-S-S, gneiss rocks of the highlands, a series of steep ridges and narrow valleys trending from the northeast to the southwest, are much older, between 1,363 and 980 million years old. These Proterozoic rocks began with the closing of an ocean basin separating the ancient continent of Laurentia from Amazonia, which collided and formed a great mountain chain as prominent as the Himalayas and a united supercontinent, Rodinia. The highlands stretch west from here to Hamburg and Sparta Mountains, but to the south they extend all the way to Alabama and Texas. The Highlands Mountains, as we know today, are the mere stumps of rock remaining after 1.3 billion years of erosion. Near this location, over 100 years ago, canal boats heavily laden with Pennsylvania coal were approaching the summit of Morris Canal Incline Plane No. 7 East. Much like a canal lock, an inclined plane is a simple machine which allows boats navigating a canal to overcome changes in elevation. Whereas canal locks typically manage an elevation change of 10 to 12 feet, an inclined plane allows much greater elevation changes. Plane No. 7 East had an 80-foot lift. Upon reaching the plane, canal boats entered a semi-submerged cradle car in the basin, approximately behind 1004 Main Street, which you can still see today. The boats, firmly nestled in that cradle car, would then descend the plane until reaching the lower basin, near the present-day church at the bottom of Plain Street. At the foot of the plane, the cradle car carrying the boat would descend into the waters of the lower basin, and the canal boat would refloat and continue its journey to the Eastern Canal Terminus in Jersey City. Along the 102-mile canal, 33 inclined planes did the lifting that would have otherwise required 150 additional locks. That would have made such a canal too costly to build and impractically slow to navigate, thus the inclined plane solution. Step number 13. Your trip odometer should read 10.52 miles. Keep left at the stop sign. You are now driving on the paved over Morris Canal. Step 14, odometer number 10.6 miles. Please pull ahead to the end of the road and find a safe place to park. Members of the Highland Coalition will be on hand to answer any questions you may have about the gorge. You are now at Boonton Gorge. After you've parked, take a couple of minutes to walk down the path to observe the Boonton Gorge and the rapids. Notice the steep topography around you. A stone retaining wall secures a residential neighborhood above Boonton's Main Street. Another retaining wall secures Main Street above from the level where you now stand in the municipal parking lot or Boonton's Canalside Park, actually the bed of the former canal. Then another retaining wall holds up the canal against the next drop in elevation, the Rockaway River. All of these walls were hand-cut and hand-placed stone boulders placed by early 19th century stone workers in the employ of the ironworks. New Jersey is full of natural wonders that will make your jaw drop. The state has a diverse array of nature, gorgeous beaches, blue lakes, thick forests, tall mountains, strange rock formations, gushing waterfalls, and more. Most of these gems are well known, but some still fly under the radar. One such wonder is the Boonton Gorge, which transforms the Rockaway River into a beautiful mess of waterfalls and rapids. Here, the Rockaway River drops 100 feet in less than a quarter mile, making it a powerhouse at the dawn of the industrial age. The falling water powered the bellows for the two iron furnaces and the Morris Canal's inclined plane 7 East. Boonton developed rapidly, as did many of the Highlands towns and villages around water power. Because of the earlier mentioned series of steep ridges and valleys that characterize the Highlands geologic province, east-west transportation was a challenge. Except for the iron mining industry, settlement in New Jersey went elsewhere. That changed after 1821, when the region's first superhighway, the Morris Canal, opened the Highlands to commerce. Step 15. After you have had a chance to walk around, return to your car and retrace your route back to the last intersection. There, please re-zero your trip odometer at Morris Canal and then make an immediate left, followed by another immediate left back onto Main Street. Step 16. Your trip odometer should read 0.33. Bear right onto North Main Street immediately before crossing over the bridge. To your left, where the Boonton Senior Center parking lot ends, begins one of the few remaining sections of the Morris Canal that still holds water. The wider Rockaway River is separated from the canal by the towpath, where a mule tender, often the canal boat captain's son, would walk with the mule that pulled the canal boat forward. Nearest North Main Street is the canal. The Morris Canal operated between 1831 and 1924, having been supplanted by faster and more reliable railroads. Today, there is an active plan for a Morris Canal Greenway. With some segments already completed, it will link Phillipsburg on the Delaware River with Jersey City on the Hudson River by a 102-mile heritage and recreational trail. The town of Boonton, whose Greenway segment includes the portion that runs through Boonton Gorge, is pursuing a multi-phase plan to develop its section of the trail, including the rebuilding of a pedestrian stone arch bridge and a railroad trestle. Step number 17. With your trip odometer reading 1.16 miles, you'll reach a stop sign at Powerville Road. Turn right here. As you cross the bridge over the Rockaway River, if you look to your right, upstream of the dam, you can see a stone pier in the middle of the river. The pier held the Morris Canal's towpath, which crossed the river at this point. Step 18. Trip odometer reading 1.79 miles. Keep right to remain on Powerville Road. Step 19. With your odometer reading 2.95 miles. Keep turn right on Rockaway Valley Road towards Taylortown. Step 20. Trip odometer reading 4.29 miles. Turn left onto Booton Avenue. 3/4 miles on your left is the parking area for Pyramid Mountain County Park, best known for its glacial erratic tripod rock. A several-ton gneiss boulder drags south to this location by the movement of the Wisconsinian glacier. When the ice melted, the rock was deposited on an improbable arrangement of smaller rocks. 25,000 years ago, this was the era of the Third Glaciation, when the Arctic Circle extended as far south as current-day Morristown. The slow movement of the near-mile-high sheet of ice scoured the land, carving out kettle-hole depressions, depositing small drumlin hills of rock, leaving a characteristic glacial landscape. Melting ice formed Great Lakes, which today are the remnant glacial lakes of Greenwood, Lake Hopatcong, Bud Lake, and Green Pond. Some glacial lakes have drained into current-day swamps, such as the Great Swamp, which is the remains of Glacial Lake Passaic, and Great Meadows, a drain swamp, which began as Glacial Lake Pequest. Pyramid Mountain can get quite crowded with hikers, particularly on weekends and holidays. A less crowded alternative is the Turkey Mountain section of the park, directly across Booton Avenue / County Route 511. A former limestone quarry is featured in the park. Limestone is very typical in the southwestern part of the Highlands, but very unusual here in the eastern section. The limestone mined here was used as flux in the area's iron furnaces and also baked in lime kilns, which resulted in agricultural lime. The mine also had a significant number of fluorescent and gem-quality minerals, including serpentine, cadmium, copper, graphite, iron, lead, manganese, marble, and zinc.